This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I've read and studied Psalm 119 with you over recent weeks, I've become convinced I should devote myself more to the mastery and meditation of God's Word. I must make time for this, no matter the cost. If it means losing sleep, so be it. If it means forfeiting a meal, I should be ready to do it. In our rat race society, where we cram more and more into our daily schedule, I must not allow the Word of God to be crowded out of a priority place in my schedule. The life the psalmist describes in Psalm 119 was not an easy life, but throughout the psalm he shared how earnest he was to make time for reading, memorizing, meditating on, and mastering what God had inspired, His Word. He expressed praise to God for making the Word of God available to him. He worked into his schedule, according to verse 164, that 7 times a day he would praise God for His Word. I presume when he praised God for His Word, he would take time to read and reflect upon it. Or if it was in the middle of the night, he would review what he had memorized and meditate upon it. If he didn't understand what he was reading, he would ask God to give him insight and understanding. If he found difficulty in applying it to his life and integrating it into his behavior, he asked God to give him a greater desire to obey, and even to make him obey. He knew that it was in the understanding and application of God's Word to his life that blessing would come. What about you? Do you have this kind of hunger for God's Word and desire to obey it? Let's pray we would. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.